Artist Open House is a place where creative people in Cook County talk about their work in their own words. Not just what they do, but why, what inspires them to continue, and who may have influenced them along the way. I'm Jay Anderson. For years, Nancy Daly created handmade paper. Then she learned to melt wax. Today, she's an encaustic artist.
Heat gun. So here's the noise. First, I would put two layers of the clear, they call it medium, on, which is, I'll show you a hunk here. This is medium, and it's just the beeswax with a little bit of rosin in it to make it harder. That's what goes on first, usually. Although you can draw on the board first, you can paint on the board first, you can do anything you want on the board first. But if you're going to build up several layers, as I like to do, then I put at least two layers of the medium on. So I'll put just a smattering of the clear encaustic on as a base layer. And then I blast it with the heat gun because I have to melt it. I'll rev it up on high. And I melt it until I can't see the brush strokes. And try and get as many of the bubbles out as I can. And it leaves a perfectly smooth surface. First time I ever made a perfectly smooth surface. That was so exciting because it took a while. Now it's starting to flow and smooth out. So what that did was smooth the surface, but it also made the wax soak into the board a little bit, just enough to get a grip. And then I start my painting, and it's already warm, which is a good way to add the paint. Now, these are all different colors, and the pigments are the same as the medium, the wax with a little rosin added, and then a pure pigment. So then I start to build up the layers of color, and if I want to put an image into it, the image of the tree, for instance, I took that photograph, I copied it onto handmade paper, and then I laid that down on a warm wax surface and ran the heat gun until the paper was absorbed into the wax.
I've been making paper for over 30 years, and I did consider myself a paper maker. And then I saw in the Art Colony catalog that Jeff Hurst was coming up from the cities to teach encaustic. That was 3 years ago, maybe 4 years ago. So I thought my reason for taking the class was so I could use it on the paper. I thought that would be an interesting, different finish for book covers or the bowls. So I took the class, and I just loved the class. And went out and bought some of the pigment. And in the beginning, I did use it mostly on my own handmade paper and covered all my bowls and made them stiffer, and I thought it made them more exotic. But it really is a whole lot easier to do it on a solid surface, like a board. Or now they've started making I don't know what's on the bottom, kind of a masonite, I guess, and then a surface that is hard but absorbent, so it absorbs the wax. You can't expect the wax to stay on a surface that is not absorbent. It has to kind of leak into it. Every time I add a new something or other, whether it's paper or drawing, then it needs to have another layer of wax on top to hold that. And melting each layer with a heat gun really melds the whole thing together so the layers don't fall off. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This probably has 6 layers so far, and I'm not finished. I don't know a lot of encaustic artists. I know in the cities there are several. Jeff, who teaches classes, and his pupils. But I can translate, most any image that I see I work a lot from astronomical photographs. I was working for a while on Europa, one of the moons of Jupiter. It's a beautiful kind of blue and white surface with lines across. I've been reading about sacred geometry. It's incredible what you can do with a compass and straight lines and a few circles. Circle inside of circle and lines, and it looks like, looks like the universe, to me at least. So I like to put little touches like that into the work that might send a person's mind kind of flying out there or up there or out there on the edge of the universe. I've always been a rather spiritual person, not religious, but spiritual in the sense of kind of seeing into nature and the sky. The wax gives me color, which I didn't have before with the paper. So I love that, and I love working with all these colors. I think what it allows me to do is more easily express what I wanted to before. I've always been doing things with my hands, making things, working with different sorts of medium. I am not a repetitive artist. I don't do prints or do the same thing twice, which I think you almost have to do if you're going to make your living as an artist. And I don't think I would be able to do that. I just have to have something a little bit different each time, even if I have a concept that I want to repeat. I just feel so fortunate to be here, to be looking out the window at the edge of the universe out there, which go another 90 miles and you hit Michigan, but from here it looks like there's no end. And to have this beautiful place that Carl built that I can work in, and to have a couple places where I can show my work. And I feel very, very fortunate to be able to do that.
For Artist Open House, I'm Jay Anderson. Artist Open House is a production of WTIP News with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.